And subhanAllah, 2 years later, when Ibrahim was 2 years old, that means the Prophet ﷺ was 63, just a few weeks before the Prophet ﷺ was going to die, and the Prophet himself was sick. Ibrahim becomes very, very sick. And you know, usually 2 years old, those who have kids, you can imagine your kid when he was 2 years old. At this age, the kid is very close to the parents. Maybe when the kid is born, is not that close, but 2 years old, that's when they start, you know, walking and talking and running and start saying some funny stuff and learning how to talk and all this. 2 years old is a very, very, you know, this is the age that we love our children a lot, but especially that age. So he, when he was 2 years old, Maria sends to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, says, please come quickly. Ibrahim is not feeling good. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself was sick. Still, he left everything and he ran to Al-Awali, as we said, where Maria's house was. When he got to the house, he saw Maria was very sad and Ibrahim was in her lap, barely able to breathe. He's breathing heavily, you can tell that. So the Prophet ﷺ said to Maria, give me the kid. And the Prophet sat there and he took Ibrahim in his lap. He was looking at Ibrahim and he could tell that Ibrahim is not being able to breathe. And he said something, subhanAllah, he said, oh Ibrahim, wallahi, by Allah, la ughni anka min Allahi shay'a. If Allah wills something, I cannot stop it. I mean, even though, of course, I would love for you to stay with me and everything, but if Allah wills something, I cannot stop it. He was looking at Ibrahim, and finally Ibrahim stops breathing, and he dies in the lap of his father, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Prophet's eyes start falling, tears start falling off the Prophet's eyes. And of course, Maria, his wife, was crying a lot as well. SubhanAllah, Umar ibn al-Khattab was passing by and he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying. He said, oh Prophet of Allah, you crying too? I mean, you get sad too like this? He said, oh Umar, this is the mercy Allah put it in the hearts of the believers. Every believer should have mercy in their hearts. These are the tears, not because I am not pleased with Allah's will and command, because this is the mercy that Allah put in the hearts of the believers. When Maria started crying, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked at her and he said, oh Maria, he's my son as well. Not only that he's your son, but he's my son as well. Wallahi, I am hoping, because Maria was crying, it was the time when she normally feeds him at that time. He said, I hope that he will be feeding now in Jannah. Again, great test the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to go through. When they wanted to bury Ibrahim, the Prophet ﷺ could not actually do the ghusl himself for him. You see how sad he was. The one who did the ghusl was the Prophet's cousin, Al-Fadl ibn al-Abbas. The Prophet was just standing there looking at his son. And subhanAllah, just a few weeks after that, Prophet Muhammad ﷺ himself passes away. What we're trying to say here is our beloved Prophet went through a lot. And this is just a small part of his story. The least we can do, as I always say, is when we hear his name to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah help us all to follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us all inshallah Jannah with him. Hopefully when we see him inshallah in Jannah, we can hear him telling us his story. It will sound much better than anyone else to tell us his story.